Playoff football is back in Foxborough tomorrow as the New England Patriots square off against the Kansas City Chiefs at Gillette Stadium. Not an easy task as the Chiefs have won 11 in a row. ESPN.com's Mike Reese covers the Patriots, and he's with us in the studio this morning to look ahead to tomorrow's game. Good morning, Mike, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Big picture first. Many analysts think the Chiefs will be a very tough opponent, that they will not be pushovers. You share that view?
I do, Bob, and I'll tell you, sharing the view of a player, Tavon Wilson, a safety, told me yesterday, you know, more games in the NFL are lost then they're one. And he said, this Chiefs team, they don't lose games. They make you beat them.
All right, let's break it down a bit, and we'll talk about the Chiefs first. They have a fast, physical defense that caused problems for Tom Brady when they played last season, and they've been effective at rushing the passer. Problem there?
It is a problem, and you pair that up with their coverage. They have good coverage. They have a young player, a rookie, Marcus Peters, a cornerback who had 8 interceptions this year, Bob, and he was in the discussion as the best defensive rookie of the year.
We know that the Chiefs have the capability to blitz the quarterback, so I want to ask, is the Pats' offensive line, which has had some problems late in the season, up to the task of protecting Brady and creating spaces for Patriots running backs to break free?
Well, that answer remains to be seen because they have health questions along the offensive line. Their best player, Sebastian Vollmer, is trying to play through an ankle injury that he sustained December 27th. I've been watching him closely at practice. He's going to try to play, Bob, but we have to see how effective he is. He'll be a key answer to that question.
All right, the Chiefs' offense is pretty good. They play a pretty fast short game, kind of like the game that the Patriots are playing when they're at their best. How do the Pats stop the Chiefs' quarterback, Alex Smith?
It's such a great question because one of the Patriots players said, the Chiefs really do play a lot like we do, and the way to stop Alex Smith is twofold. Number one, take away the traditional running game and make it a passing game, and then two, take away his best pass catcher. That's receiver Jeremy Maclin, who had 87 catches to lead the Chiefs.
All right, on to the Patriots' point of view now. You've been following practices and preparation this week. Do you see that this Pats team now in the postseason, hobbled by injuries at the end of the regular season, is healed enough to handle the Chiefs?
Well, it's been hard to tell watching practice, Bob, because we know Bill Belichick is very secretive and he doesn't like to let us watch the full practices. So we just watch them jog and stretch at the start of practices. I will say it's been a very unusual week around the Patriots and the status of Rob Gronkowski. Of course, their great all-pro tight end bears watching as he wasn't present for 2 of the practices this week.
Because he's injured.
He does. He has an injured right knee, and they added a back injury to their participation report late Thursday night. That certainly bears watching.
So we do not know if he'll be at 100% tomorrow.
Well, I can tell you he won't be at 100%. The question, he'll probably play. They hope he'll play. They're going to check in on Saturday, Bob, but they want to see how effective he will be, and that they might have to manage his workload if he's not feeling great on Saturday.
All right, beyond Tom Brady staying upright, not getting sacked, what's key to the Patriots winning this game?
Start with turnovers. Both of these teams, the Patriots and Chiefs, have done a great job protecting the football, and if the team that gets the most turnovers is going to win the game, it goes back to that old saying that before you can learn how to win in the National Football League, you have to learn how not to lose. Watch for the turnovers to be the key.
I want to ask another question. What have you seen this week from the Patriots that makes you optimistic?
Well, I'll give you a vibe from the locker room. I've been in the locker room the last 4 days and specifically speaking with one of their captains, safety Devin McCourty. He talked about the confidence that they have, and every time something was brought up about some of the distractions about Chandler Jones or some of the other things going on, he talked about the experience, Bob, that they have of playing in these big games. So I think they have players that have been in this spot. It won't be too big for them, and I think that's probably one of the best things they have going for them.
Last question. The odds makers have the Chiefs as underdogs by a few points in this matchup. What's your gut tell you? Pats win, Chiefs upset.
Yeah, my gut tells me that the Chiefs are in a good spot to possibly pull the upset, Bob, but the reason I would lean toward the Patriots is they're playing at home, where they're traditionally very tough to beat, and they still have Tom Brady, we should mention that, who is making his 30th career playoff start, which will tie the all-time NFL record, and his right ankle has felt good enough for him to participate fully in all practices this week.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN's NFL Nation. Mike, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.